Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. My name is Crystal Hill, and I got an order confirmation with money taken out of my account, and I never ordered anything.
I'll be more than happy to take a further look into your order. Can I have your zip code?
It's 22831.
Your first and last name?
Crystal Hill.
Can you also verify your address?
It's 10827 Raleigh Pike, Hinton, Virginia.
Okay, so all of your information matches in this system. It shows a NutriSlim Keto and also a cleanse, which are dietary supplements. One is used to increase your metabolism as well as decrease your appetite. Any other is a detox. There are weight loss formulas.
Yes, I never ordered that. Like, I looked at it online, but I never ordered it.
Well, I mean, ma'am, honestly, there's no way for us to obtain your information unless the order was submitted. So I'm not sure what took place when you were looking or viewing the advertisement, but at that point, the order was placed because it has to be placed on your end for us to obtain your information.
Yeah, but I never entered my information. That's what I don't understand.
Well, ma'am, it had to be entered somehow because how else would we get it? I mean, honestly, we have no way to obtain your information unless it's entered in the system when you place an
Yeah.
order.
But I mean, I didn't enter my bank information.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's no other way for us to obtain it unless you gave it to us.
Well, I did not give it to you. I want my money back.
Okay. Well, I'm not able to issue you a refund because the order was placed. I'll get you over to our fraud department since you're saying that you did not place the order, but obviously it was placed by someone. So just allow me a moment and I'll get you transferred over. And thank you for calling customer service.
Okay, thank you. They're saying they can't get my money back because somebody had it or put in my information. How else would they get it? I'm ruined.